welcome to Power Start Your Day with Dame Nicola Smith Jackson, helping everyday people to build their empire and win at life, money, and business. And now, here's your lifestyle, money, and business coach, Dame Nicola.
Family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. It's Dame Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to start winning with life, money, and business. And, you know, this week's series is going to be a game changer for those who are in the game. Now, I'm sharing with you that there is a $13 trillion wealth transfer happening right now. Prices on everything has dropped so you can get in, including the price of employment. Now, as things are going up, this is when we typically get on the train. It's expensive to be late. It's expensive to not be educated. And so our scripture on today is we're talking about how you're going to get a piece of the pie, this $13 trillion wealth transfer. The scripture is John 8 and 32. I need you to know the truth. Before I share with you a story that happened to me, and I got new development since I made the post this morning. It's going to give you a whole different perspective on the economic war we're in. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because today is the day you made. Let's be glad and let's be joyous in it. Lord, we are just so grateful on today to be here in this time where we know this historical time before the end time. As your people are seeking your faith to know the truth. In your word, it says that the truth will set you free. But Lord, we need help. We need help on how to construct the freedom to build wealth. Help us to understand what that is. Get us clarity on what fight are we in so that we come with the right arsenal. We know that this is not about race, color, or creed. It is and always has been about power and money. Help us, oh Father, as we are getting clearer than ever before, that our focuses are rich in progression so that we may be an asset, not a liability to your kingdom nor any nation that we are in. We honor you and bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Let's talk, family. I got to go there on this morning. You know, sometimes I just can't be politically correct on this morning for you. Definitely not religiously correct. I just got to tell you the truth because I don't hear anybody else. And telling you the truth with a solution, a plan. As I said before, it's going to be very expensive for you not to be educated. And I had a really interesting experience the day that we realized that there was really, like, no gas. You know that they had the whole ransom situation, typically mainly on the East Coast, where they literally got paid $5 million hacking into the system, withholding what we would call gas distribution. So a lot of people were realizing, like, whoa, this is kind of different. We can't plug our cars up. Most people, we haven't transferred to that place yet. The autonomous cars, meaning cars that drive themselves, the wealthy are who own them, and typically they are not operated. They're independent gas and things like that. They're always ahead. However, are you behind because they're holding things back? And I'm saying they because I'm talking about the conversations that we hear, and there is really no they. You need to start saying me so we can take responsibility. So I walked into the gas station, and there were no gas at the pump, you know, and I walked in, and we were coming from practice with Caden. And I said, oh, wow, it was crazy. It was a stressful day. And I started picking up things inside of the little store. I don't know. You know, there's some gas stations that their whole business model is really the convenience store. They want you to come get gas so you can buy things in a convenience store. As a matter of fact, Quick Trip is, that's their model, right? So you're going to buy so many things inside the store. But anyway, I started picking up a few things inside the store. We call it the Country Shell. So it's like right before you kind of get to our home. And the gentleman in there, he looked like my skin, but, you know, from a different country, which, guess what? My family are foreigners, so it ain't got nothing to do with that. But it's about the perspective that's had on us. So as I put my things on the counter, I kept going back and picking up a few different things, and then I start seeing, I had a video on it. Now or later, she goes pick whatever, but I'm going to get to the point. So I put quite a bit of things up on the counter, and the gentleman asked me, are you paying with EBT? So I looked at him, and I was like, what's EBT? So, oh, well, I know what food stamps are, but I didn't know what is EBT. So he told me basically it's like the electrical way of how you can do food stamps. Now things have gone a very far way, but I was unaware of what EBT was. So I don't charge that to me because literally I come from these immigrants who worked their butt off, and we were not really familiar with that system, but not to say I don't have family members who've had to have public assistance. And many people, it's not their fault. It ends up even being generational. But what people don't understand is this whole, what we call race war, is also generational based off of a character, a perspective. It's not only from slavery. It's from the narrative that's given amongst particular demographic, minorities, and blacks. Because when you think about it, blacks pretty much lead in so many areas from the minority standpoint. And so when we are caught up in this narrative of the welfare queen myth, 1970s, a character during the time of election was created and blown up through a president, Ronald Reagan. Now think about it, I was born in 1973. So I remember watching my grandma's TV, and I remember this person who was an actor in the past who actually became president of the United States. So he had this thing called Reaganomics. Now, this is not the only source of this ideal, but there's always going to be a significant person to bring something to life or give life. Pre-myth is about saying, listen, no more public assistance. Because what's happening is these people are going to buy steaks and lobster with the money. They're not going to feed their children. No more public assistance. Because what is happening is that there is a lady who, like, validated this in people's eyes. They got it documented. 31 counts of welfare fraud back in Chicago in those times. She was actually living pretty well and collected a lot of public assistance. So when I come home to finish the story, because I'm going to give you, because I know some people are like, no, that's not the whole story. I'm going to share with you an article inside the Power Moves group for you to read for yourself. The same way how I'll only share with you things biblically so you can go read for yourself, that's the intention, because it's expensive to be uneducated in this season. So when people are not even knowing what they're fighting for, yeah, it's just like people run in a club. When they see one person run, everybody run. So there are some people even that are fighting, and they don't even know what they're fighting for, but it's not really a race war. It's an economic war, and it always has been. So now when we now talk about looking at people who the stimulus, million people, over 50-plus million people out of jobs, a lot of them out of business, but only half of them have gone back to work. And now you have the people who have more who are saying, listen, we're going to be taxed on this because money has to come from somewhere. So when I'm talking about this wealth transfer, you're either going to be a business owner or investor, and I'm going to go a little bit deeper. So Robert, when I came home and told Robert, he was furious. He said, I was in the store the other day, and he asked another black lady that rode up in a nice car, are you paying with EBT? So Robert said, I'm going up there. They lucky they closed. So he went up there. He just told me this morning when I was sharing with him what I'm going to share with you all on Power Start. And he said he went up there, and he was just talking to the gentleman. And he said, let me ask you a question. I was in here where you asked the lady, was she paying with EBT? And she wasn't. And then my wife came in here, and you asked her the same question. Answer, why are you asking this question? So this is why we have to have communication, family. Wherever there is a lack of understanding, there's ignorance. And whether there's ignorance, typically there is violence. The not knowing, anxious or an angry preset. And you can't build wealth with that. I don't want you to be confused, and I don't want you to be off track. So the conversation with Robert and the gentleman went such that he did not see that he was basically racially profiling, even though he's black. But he explained to Robert that typically, counter, and when he says they have a new owner, very key detail of this, a new owner of these gas stations that he works at, where the new owner does not take EBT at any of his stores. So when people come and put things on the counter, and once he tells them we are not taking EBT, they leave it there, and he, as the only person manning the store, has to put the things back on the shelf. He did not know that he was participating economic that most people on the surface sees as a racial divide. But we will not grow as a country, as an economy, because guess what? Every American using the USD is creating a decline. It happens like that even in business. I've seen that over and over and over, that when there's lack of understanding, lack of unification, there is a demise and there are casualties, and it will be your family. So now when we start to talk about this, it was funny to me when I came home and I was like, EBT, over the last 3 years, even with as many deductions and different things that I have done, I've had a seven-figure tax bill. So I'm like, I definitely probably wouldn't qualify. And probably neither are you qualified, because they going off of, you say, what's on paper. Now, that might say, no, there are other nationalities that have what have you, but this is what I want you to know. After a pandemic where so many people have lost jobs and businesses, and they run out of their emergency fund, they have no investment, they have no retirement, they have nothing to fall back on, they will have to create new projects. I'm not talking about the housing, because we started calling housing projects. I'm talking about a project, just like what our administration now is saying, let's build back better. And within those campaigns have to be projects to build back in areas. However, we in a new day. If you don't let the era that we in be your arrow, and as I go further on in tomorrow to talk about, it's not about how much money you make. There's so many things they talk about. And guess what? It's another level to just how much money you keep, because you've heard that. They stop at the end of that sentence. You've heard that. It's not how much money you make. It's how much money you keep. It's really about what you own. First is going to be the owners, people who own assets. And when I break down on tomorrow, the ownership, you're going to realize that you investing in yourself, sometimes do you know that they can have a word called misallocation, like investing in education that do not equip you to build wealth? They didn't do it on purpose, having you get caught up in student loan debt. Because I'm going to share with you, that's the first thing we're going to do is start reducing debt so we can increase your net worth. Now, you might say, well, we went to school. Well, I need to ask you a question. If going to college was the answer, maybe it was the answer in a certain era. This era has changed, but the people have not changed their minds. College has not changed to really equip anyone to build wealth. They're equipping people typically to go and get the jobs that are no longer there. So they are changing. They even have network marketing now in Ivy League school. They're just educating them on a possibility. But let's be real. Do you need to go to Harvard to learn about network marketing? I've been doing network marketing for 13 years and putting people up on game, but they did not change their mind, so they can't change their action. So now people need to look at how they profile themselves. You have somebody that look a certain way, talk a certain way, give you the truth, and it ain't the truth until somebody else tells you a certain way. You don't believe it until somebody else has it. I had to go there. Because what the gentleman did in the gas station, time you got to take responsibility. But who's going to take responsibility for something they don't even know they're responsible for? That's why I have these conversations. They raw, but they real. Because while you're thinking that they're only looking at you or looking at someone, no, it's not about color. It's really about character. Are there people who are taking the public assistance and messing it up for those who really need it? Yes. But this is what I also say. There are millions of minorities. So even if you have hundreds of thousands of cases of people who are doing it wrong, aren't there still other millions who are trying to do it right? Absolutely. I see you. Because there's nothing on paper. It can't be tracked. It can't can't be counted if it's not on paper. And so when we start talking on tomorrow about it's not about when we get the money, it's what you do with it when you get it. You cannot be counted in on the wealth transfer until you are an owner of assets, plural. I already know that Pink Millionaire will be a community that they've never seen before. God has been doing so many downloads on me, and he's sharing with me the open piece of clearly I have 7 assets. Inside those assets are diversified assets that when I'm looking, most people are only celebrating about one of them. Property ownership, and typically property that don't even make money. I was there many years ago until I learned differently, and I committed myself to God to be a vessel to teach differently. I don't need to be owned by no man because I'm already owned by God. People not going to like what I'm saying, but that's not different as a matter of fact. If it pleased everybody, it wouldn't please God. You're going to see some different moves from me because I must be free. I am free. Some people can say they're free. I am free. I was bought with a price. I can't be a closet Christian, kingdom builder, who don't raise up the kings and the queens and let them know what time it really is. The wealth transfer is happening now. That $13 trillion, I'm going to share with you what's inside that $13 trillion. And you need to be positioning for prosperity ownership. They have the narrative of that people, when they get the money, instead of them now buying assets, they're buying liabilities. And all, if all you spend your money on is liabilities, when you get older, you'll become a liability. Sure, it's just the way they see it, huh? But you've got to ask yourself the way it is for me. Nobody can fix a country by fixing the masses. It starts from, just like I train in network marketing, by each person. You as an individual is a part of your household. Your household is part of a neighborhood, community, subdivision, another city or county, then state, then region, then nation. Everybody got to do their part. I'm going to drop that article about the welfare queen. And I never understood why my grandparents, my grandmother and my mom, I never understood why she would rather pin up her underclothes when money was short. They would rather make big pots of rice and beans so that it stretched. Because they knew about the myth that no one's talking about. Literally, when you read the article, they will see that the welfare queen is almost like a big villain in a horror movie. For those who consider themselves owners. It's going to get real. I've been helping people with finances and things for a long time, and I know what paper looks like. And the only way you're counted in this wealth transfer is what you look like on paper. Credit is just one asset, but credit was only supposed to be used to accumulate more assets, not liabilities for eventually becoming a liability. I love you. This is going to give some purpose to what's in your Power Moves planner on today. You must get more seed so you can plant that money in the right places to grow the harvest of assets. I love you. God bless you.